different feel to it. Just, you know, you guys have been competitive throughout the first halves of previous weeks. This one got out of hand early. What do you feel like was different? What led to that today?
I don't really know. I got to look at the tape. But, you know, I think that's a really good team we played tonight. And, you know, I think it was a great test for us. And, you know, I think overall we played, you know, not as bad as the scoreboard looked. But, you know, I think there's stuff that we still got to work on, like I said, every week. And, you know, got to come in these next 2 weeks and just continue to get better as a team.
Kyron, did you notice anything that really led to the game being, you know, 28-0 before the second quarter was even started?
Nothing really. It's just we came out there, we tried to play the best that we can, and as you can see the results, but that's nothing. We're still going to keep chipping away at things all the time, and like with that being said, we're going to come into this next week, and this bye week, and we're going to come back even harder and be even stronger.
What do you guys hope to accomplish with this opening game? By the time Texas Tech rolls around, what do you hope for the next 2 weeks to have done for you all?
We hope to just establish a mindset of physicality, basically, and doing the little things right and just making sure we are, like, fundamentally sound.
I think, you know, just like I said every week, just coming in and trying to get better each day, you know, focusing on, you know, continue to get better as a team. And I think, you know, individually, you know, working on ourselves and, you know, looking in the mirror and figuring out what we need to fix ourselves. And, you know, I think that's the main thing for these next 2 weeks for us. And like I said, every week, you know, just coming in and getting better as a team and as a program.
What did having Kenny in the second half, the energy that he had the first drive out, they had to punt. What did his presence mean to this defense?
Are you saying, like, what does it mean to not have him up in there or to have him on the sideline supporting?
Once he came in, the energy that he brought and how it carried over to the defense?
It's same old Kenny. He's just always one with the enthusiasm, always giving us the pep talk, always the one that wants he leads the defense, and like he tries to put us on his shoulder and like basically telling us to get our minds right. Basically, it was just like his energy is always just up, and so we follow that.
I would say that only allowed 5 sacks all season. You broke through and got you one. What did you see on that play there?
I really couldn't tell you because everything just happened so fast out there.
Jason, can you talk us through the fumble and the interception, kind of what you saw in those plays?
Yeah, it's just a mental error. Had the ball in the wrong hand, and as I was striding, hit the ball on my leg, and you know, it's just something that just can't happen. You know, something I gotta, you know, focus on these next 2 weeks, and you know, eliminating those mistakes, even with the pick that we had late in the second half. You know, just stuff I gotta just focus on, and you know, lock in on, and just continue to get better with.
The value of having this bye week, what's the focus for each of you guys?
I think, like I said before, you know, just getting better each day. You know, whether that's coming in, watching film, you know, getting extra weight room work, or, you know, just doing whatever we got to do just to take another step forward, you know, as a team. And like I said earlier, you know, looking ourselves in the mirror, figuring out what we got to do ourselves and you know, just continue to get better. You know, this is 1 week. It's not going to define us. And, you know, I'm really excited for the future.
Kyron, you've been through days like this before, because you've been around the program as it's, you know, struggled in the past. Is there anything you can say to guys afterwards, or I mean, is there anything that you try to do to kind of pick guys up or anything like that?
Just keep the heads up. Just keep chugging away. Every time for a minor setback comes a major comeback. So.
How do you kind of make it, you know, different? How do you kind of try to initiate a different response than the teams were able to do in the past?
I don't really get that question. Say it one more time.
You know, I mean, in the past, teams have struggled, but there's never been, like, a response where, you know, you mm-hmm. win streak or something like that. Mm-hmm. How do you kind of try to do something different this time around?
Just keep it positive head, because usually people have like negative thoughts and say negative things, and sometimes you gotta guide them and back into that little positive mindset. Yes, we lost, but that's okay. With losing also comes lessons, and so with lessons also comes an opportunity. With opportunities, we can also capitalize on that. And so with that, we just gotta learn to stay positive. And that's the main thing that I try to tell people: always keep your head up and always never look down, but always just learn from the mistakes that we just been handed with us. So.
5, 6 years ago, Iowa State had 3 wins, 2 wins, 3 wins. Coach kind of talked about seeing that as a model. Do you see the same thing based off what you saw today that think can be a model for you guys?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think this is that's where we're trying to get. You know, it's a very good team that we just played tonight, and yeah, I think, you know, as long as we continue to listen to our coaches and like I said every week, you know, continue to get better. You know, I think it's just right around the corner for us. You know, like I said before, I'm excited for the future of this program, and you know, just to see where this place is going to go. I'm just excited for it.
Offensive line kept you from getting sacked. It also created holes for Amari and for Devin. How has the O-line just continued to progress?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very pleased with the way they played tonight, and you know, they're continuing to take strides forward every week, and I think it's kind of showing, you know, with the running game continue to get better, and you know, obviously no sacks tonight is a good thing, and yeah, I'm very, very pleased with those guys and happy for the strides that they're taking, and yeah, I'm just excited for that group and the whole offense.